From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, a summer camp for mariachi and a program that can help Parkinson's patients speak again. First, temperatures are rising and so are airlines' earnings. American Airlines announced its most profitable quarter ever today and its first dividend since 1980. Southwest also had a record quarter and announced a company-wide bonus. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, it's a good time to be in an airline based in North Texas.
American, the world's largest airline, and Southwest, which carries more domestic passengers than any other, blew their old earnings records away. American more than doubled last year's second quarter earnings. Southwest nearly doubled last year's number.
These guys have got to be dancing in the streets. They're all saying, you know, we want to buy back our stocks. We want to give our employees bonuses.
Tom Parsons with bestfares.com says every U.S. carrier did well.
It's just it's an amazing number that in just one quarter they can make, between all of them, close to $4 billion in profits.
Doug Parker, American CEO who ran U.S. Airways before the two merged, called it a great day for American, with both profits and, for the first time in three decades, dividends.
It's sometimes hard to remember that just, you know, less than 8 months ago, American was in bankruptcy and getting ready to emerge from bankruptcy through a merger with U.S. Airways. Yet today, here we are reporting record profits, prepaying debt, making additional pension contributions.
Just a few miles from Fort Worth-based American, Southwest Airlines in Dallas had such a good bottom line it gave every worker a one-time bonus of $200. Southwest's Pilots Association president, Mark Richardson, though, throttled back his enthusiasm. His members and several groups are now in contract negotiations.
It's nice to think the company's thinking about us in that respect. Speaking from for my union, is we would rather see the money invested in closing contracts.
Workers with Southwest and American also say record profits mean passengers are satisfied with the airlines. Now they have to keep delivering. Tom Parsons expects they will.
Since they made profit, they won't want to give up that profit when they go into the slow travel season like the end of August 25th through the fall. And then we'll see prices of airfares drop.
Especially, says Parsons, with the end of the Wright Amendment in October. Restrictions on flights in and out of Dallas Love Field will finally be lifted. He says deals will fly from Southwest at Love and American at DFW. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Dallas County officials announced today that they want to exonerate a man named Michael Phillips. He'd be the 34th person in the county who would have his conviction overturned. But what makes this case different is that Phillips didn't request DNA testing. The Dallas County Attorney's Office says that's the first time that's happened nationwide. In 1990, Phillips pleaded guilty to raping a 16-year-old girl at a Dallas motel. He's black, the girl was white, and he says his attorney told him not to risk going to trial. Phillips was released from prison in 2002. District Attorney Craig Watkins has been reviewing untested rape kits and semen from a kit showed that another man was the rapist. The state awards exonerees $80,000 for each year they were convicted, so this would nearly make Phillips a millionaire. He's 57, he has sickle cell anemia, and he's in a wheelchair. Michael Phillips says he never imagined he'd live to see the day he'd be declared innocent. His exoneration hearing is tomorrow morning. People with Parkinson's disease struggle with movements that used to be automatic. That includes walking, blinking, and speaking. Today on Think, a speech-language pathologist talked to Chris Boyd about a North Texas program that's helping Parkinson's patients regain the ability to speak. Think producer Stephen Becker explains.
Samantha Ellenderry says problems with Parkinson's patients start with a shortage of dopamine in the brain.
In terms of the voice, they are breathing more shallowly. And when they do that, what ends up happening is their voice becomes very soft. And it can be raspy, and then they're not moving their tongue and lips as much, so their articulation is not as clear.
Ellenderry teaches participants in the Parkinson Voice Project to speak with intent.
So when they use intent, they take deeper breaths, they increase their volume, they move their tongue and lips more, so their articulation is better.
The results can be profound. Here's a 75-year-old patient speaking with a therapist before treatment.
What changes have you noticed in your voice or speech since the diagnosis of the tremor?
Oh, it's gone definitely down.
In what ways? What kinds of things have happened?
It's the stuttering.
Here's the same patient after completing the program.
I now sound alive, and I talk with gusto.
Parkinson's is one of the few neurological disorders that responds to exercise. That's because the disease interrupts the connection to the muscles, but the muscles aren't weakened. They just need to be retrained. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
You can learn more about the Parkinson Voice Project at keranews.org. Think re-airs tonight at 9, and the podcast is at kera.org/think. There are summer camps for sports, for dance, for computers, and in Denton, at the University of North Texas, KERA's Stella Chavez came across a summer camp for mariachi.
Inside a college classroom, 20 or so students sit in a semicircle, listening to Jose Hernandez, founder of the Grammy-nominated Mariachi Sol de México. He tells them about his childhood singing idol Michael Jackson. Everything Jackson sang, Hernandez sang too, but nothing compared to his love for mariachi music.
Mariachi, I woke up to it, I went to sleep with it. On the way to school, I heard it.
Hernandez comes from a long line of mariachis, six generations, actually. Before his father, a violinist and singer, died, he promised him he'd start a foundation to teach the music to underserved children. This week, Hernandez is sharing his knowledge with 70 teens and preteens who are staying in the dorms at UNT.
And I tell them that mariachi is a very special kind of music because it's really from the heart, the interpretation, right? So we're trying to make the instruments speak. And you sort of want to connect to the lyric of the song. And sometimes, you know, there are a lot of them are love songs. We call them son canciones de amor y canciones de desamor.
That's songs of love and heartbreak. That's Michelle Quintero, a mariachi voice instructor at Texas State University. She tells the students that even if they haven't experienced what the song's describing, they need to paint a picture in their head, find a way to relate. A singer, she says, interprets the song. For 17-year-old Seth Bullis, that doesn't seem to be a problem. The R.L. Turner High School student plays trumpet and has attended the camp for 6 years.
When I come here, I can feel it, like, running through me. It gets me really excited when I get to play lead trumpet parts, and it captures that emotion that other music can't.
The camp is a mix of boys and girls, more boys than girls. Valeria Ibarra, who's 17 and also plays trumpet, says she wants to keep playing this music.
I listen to it a lot, especially with my dad. He's from Mexico, so that's all we listen to at home.
Donna Emanuel, music education professor at UNT, says many of the campers come from families where no one has attended college. The goal is to get them interested in something they can relate to and keep them interested.
They love coming to camp because they get to hang with people that love the same music that they do, and it doesn't always happen in their schools where they are.
Emmanuel says the students enjoy it so much, many stay up playing late into the night during impromptu jam sessions. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.